Jesus said. For those of you that were looking forward to hellfire and brimstone this morning, not today. For those of you who are looking forward to one of my special lessons, not today. For those of you that were looking to hear words of encouragement, Jesus said. For those of you that want to hear the words of the Savior, Jesus said. For those of you that want to start out your new year listening to Jesus, Jesus said. For those of you that haven't listened enough to Jesus in this past year, Jesus said. If you want to follow along this morning, we're going to be reading what Jesus said in the book of Mark. And as we begin reading, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. In Mark 1, time is fulfilled and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. Be quiet and come out of him. Let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come. I am willing, be cleansed. See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Jesus said in Mark chapter 2, Son, your sins are forgiven you. Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, I say to you, arise and take up your bed and go to your house. Follow me. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. And then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else a new piece pulls away from the old, and a tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wineskins burst the wineskins. The wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined, but the new wine must be put into new wineskins. Have you ever read what David did when he was in need and hungry? He and those with him, how he went into the house of God on the day of Abiathar the high priest and ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priest, and also gave some of those who were with him. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus said in Mark 3, step forward. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? Stretch out your hand. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whoever blasphemes and whatever blasphemes they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Who is my mother or my brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. And Jesus said in Mark 4, listen. Behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But the seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes and immediately takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in, choking the word, and becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. It is a lamp brought to be under a basket. Is a lamp brought to be under a basket? I hope you try that the next time. Is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? It is not to be set on a lampstand, for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. But whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even that he has will be taken away from him. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Let us cross over to the other side. Peace, be still. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Jesus said in Mark 5, come out of the man, unclean spirit. What is your name? Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And Jesus said, who touched me? Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Do not be afraid, only believe. Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. Talitha, come nigh. Little girl, I say to you, arise. Jesus said in Mark 6, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. And whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place, and whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Jesus said to the disciples, "You give them something to eat. How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Jesus said, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines and commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But I say to you, if a man says to his father and mother, whatever... But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban,' that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down. And many such things you do. Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from the outside which cannot defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods? What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. For this saying, 'Go your way,' the demon has gone out of your daughter. Ephphatha, be opened." I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. How many loaves do you have? Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Take heed. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Why do you reason? Because you have no bread. Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up? Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? How is it you do not understand? Neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town. But who do men say that I am? But who do you say that I am? "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Assuredly, I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God present with power. Indeed, Elijah is coming first and restores all things, and how it is written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt. But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. What are you discussing with them? O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. How long has this been happening to him? If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. What is it you disputed among yourselves on the road? If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he would be thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands and go to hell, in a fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good. But if that salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. What did Moses command you? Jesus said, because of hardness of your heart, he wrote to you this precept. From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and take up the cross and follow me. How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. With men, it is impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left his house or brothers or sisters or father, mother, wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again. What do you want me to do for you? You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared. You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. What do you want me to do for you? Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied onto which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be moved, removed, and to be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. I will also ask you one question, then answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or was it from men? Answer me. Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. A man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and he leased it to the vine dressers and went to a far country. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that he might receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the vine dressers, and they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent them another servant, and at him they threw stones, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one son, his beloved, he also sent him to them last, saying, they will respect my son. But those vine dressers said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. Therefore, what will the owner of that vineyard do? Will he come and destroy the vine dressers and give the vineyard to others? Have you not even read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes. Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius that I may see it. Whose image and inscription is this? And Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the dead, that they may rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush passages, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Therefore, you are greatly mistaken. The first of the commandments, all the commandments, is this: hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. You are not far from the kingdom of God. How is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself said, by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore David himself calls him Lord. How is he then his son? Beware the scribes who desire to go around in long robes, love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. Surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all these who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. If I continue, we're going to go on probably about 5 or 10 minutes over. So I can go to the last slide right now, or I can hear amens and we can go a couple minutes over and listen to everything Jesus said in Mark. Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and he will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows, but watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogue. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. When they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate on what you will speak, but whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated for all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing there where it ought not, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to the house, nor enter to take anything out of his house, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and for those who are nursing babes in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter. For in those days there will be tribulation, such has not been since the beginning of creation, which God created until this time, nor shall ever be. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Then if any of you, one of you says, look, here is the Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe it, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But take heed, see, I have told you all these things beforehand. But in those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars of heaven will fall, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the earth to the farthest part of heaven. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happen, you know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will no means pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going into a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do good to them. Do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Surely I say to you, whoever this gospel is preached in the whole world that this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Go into the city, and a man will meet you there carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us. Assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me. It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. Take, eat, this is my body. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many, and surely I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Assuredly, I say to you, that day, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. Sit here while I pray. My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not that I will, but that what you will. Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. Our last slide this morning. It is as you say, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus' last words recorded, Jesus said in the book of Mark, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, we read every word Jesus said in the book of Mark this morning. I know we went over a little bit by about 8 minutes. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, for these words. I pray some of these words of Jesus has touched your heart some way this morning. Or made you want to reach out and reread something. Brought memories back to life. Brought Jesus into our hearts. Softened our hearts to open his words to guide and direct our paths. We invite you to become a child of God if you're not, or make things right in your heart if they are not, as we stand and sing a selected hymn this morning.